Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. As I promised, I have four county mayors back with me again for the second week. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really thankful because they're four of the busiest mayors that I have. They don't separate themselves from their counterparts and their constituents. They actually are working mayors, and I'm just delighted to have them for another segment. Hope you enjoyed last week. You're going to learn a lot more about the day-to-day stuff they're doing this week. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, again, I have Denny Wayne Robinson from White County, Jeff Mason from Smith County, Alan Foster from Cumberland County, and Randy Hetty from Jackson County. So, did a lot of redistricting discussion last week. This week, and we don't have to talk about a lot because I've talked to y'all four about it at some point in time, but American Rescue Plan funds, still accessing them, still have them. And just briefly, I want to kind of go through what's the commission thinking? What are y'all thinking about spending it? Denny Wayne, I'll start with you. What's White County thinking about doing? How much money did you get from the federal government for American Rescue Plan?
Well, there's basically two amounts there, Ben. We were promised around 5.3, 5.4 million, but they give us half. So I don't bank on anything except what's in the bank. So I'm planning on 2.5 million because that's what we have banked. Of course, the rules, we have the interim final rule. So that's what we're trying to kind of base our plan on, which to me is almost a waste of time because you don't know what the final rule is going to be. So right now it's just in the bank.
That's where
ours is.
Mason, Mayor Mason, y'all have any plans right now?
Well, I mean, we're like everybody else. We're waiting to see what these final rules. We were in Washington 2 weeks ago and begging them to help us reduce them because I'm due to get almost $4 million, 3.91, I think it is, and I could put it on roads tomorrow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But they're telling me I can't do that, which don't make any sense to me. But that's
It's for infrastructure, but it's not for roads infrastructure.
Right. It's because they want to do another infrastructure bill.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what it is.
Let's make more deals, in my opinion.
But they're not going to do a direct allocation to us in that, I don't think. That's going to go to Nashville, and then they're going to divvy it up. So,
well, that's probably true. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right, Mayor Foster. They're looking at doing another infrastructure bill just for roads, right? I mean, that's pretty much the package.
Well, I don't know. I've heard it has a little bit to do with the infrastructure and a lot to do with other things. And that's not even counting the 3.5 trillion or 5.5 or whatever it actually is.
Yeah, but infrastructure's growed.
Yeah, infrastructure is different than what we used to think it is. I know they've talked about broadband in this next one too, but as far as our Cumberland County, we got 11.75, and I'm like, Denny Wayne, we took half of it and put it in the bank and doing nothing with it right now. I know for a fact some of the things that the commission that we've talked about, we want to do things like some water projects. Definitely broadband. I'd hope to. We've had just such a huge problem. We've talked about it on this show before. I'd like to solve it with this, and then we're still going to have money left over to do other projects. Maybe our parks and things like that. We're working on a parks and rec plan. But then there's that other pot of money for water and sewer that's coming from the state. Last time it was coming to us, but then it may not. I don't know. I think it was around $9 million in Cumberland County. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of money out there for water. I don't know. It's going to be tough to. Yeah.
That's going to be a problem, too.
Maybe hard to use it.
Yeah.
Getting it spent in the time frame.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we all talked with them about in D.C. is that, you know, you give us these guidelines in such a short period of time and you think, well, you can just go instantly spend it, but you got to get workers and equipment and all the supplies and materials and things like that. And it's just not, that's just not the way the real world works.
And as we talked in Washington, it's, you know, we're looking at it from our standpoint. This is nationwide. Contractors are going to be, you know, they're labor, materials, pipe, fittings.
Shortage in everything.
Right, you know,
everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to spin it.
Have you got cost on pipe you lately?
Hell yeah.
I did a water project. I just did ARC grant, and we just let it out, and cost went up 30% because of pipe prices and fitting prices. And I'm talking about this happened this spring.
Yep.
And that's how much. So how much more is it going to be 6 months from now or a year from now?
We've been trying to lease a dozer to landfill for 2 or 3 months, and the price has changed 3 times, and lead times are 24 weeks.
Yep. Wow. I mean, how do you get anything done?
You can't. Well, it's like the guy – I found it extremely interesting, the guy we talked to at the Transportation Authority that morning when he was talking about when they called him and said – the DOT said, hey, how much money do you need to get you through October? Well, this was in 20 when it first started, and they came up with $400 million, so we're going to ask for $500 million. He said, I need $500 million. He said, 3 days later, the DOT calls me back and said, you're getting $2 billion. That's with a B.
Yeah. And they asked for $500 million.
And they asked for $500 million.
And that was – fluffed up a little bit on their part by $100 million.
And then he said, 3 weeks later, they're calling back and go, hey, why ain't you spent that money? And he goes, you can't spend $2 billion in 3 weeks.
Well, did y'all get any phone calls from either any state legislators or federal Congress or Senate about you need to spend this money, the ARPA money, you're going to lose it? Did y'all get any of those phone calls?
Because
we were told to take it, pull it down.
Yeah.
Because if you left it out there, there was some discussion of taking it back from the ones that hadn't pulled your first half down.
Right. So what was your response?
We took our first half.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't going to do it. You know, the longer you wait, you know, less paperwork and all that kind of mess. But as soon as they told us that they were looking at taking it, if you hadn't pulled your first half, we took a draw.
We took our first draw. Yeah. We pulled ours, and as y'all, we've already did our first report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dixon do another at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is our annual report.
So, Mayor Hedy, have y'all...
An annual report on the interim final. Haven't done a thing yet.
Will you just send them
a blank sheet of paper? Yeah. I think we should just send a blank sheet of paper in. What do you think?
It's all zeros, right?
Yeah, I mean...
This is our interim final report.
Yeah, our interim final report is zero.
So, Mayor Hedy, you got plans, or is the money just sitting there like the rest of the guys?
Yeah, it is. It's just sitting there, but we do have plans. Okay. We passed at our commission meeting in last of September. We're trying to purchase a building. Because one of the things you can do, and it's clearly defined and it will not change, is you can do COVID mitigation.
Yeah, right.
And so, as everybody may know, I think all my buddies here know, but we have a one-stop shop. You come to the courthouse, you do everything there, from register for elections, get your car tags, do you register deeds. You can see property tax, property assessor, trustee. I mean, everybody. Chancery Court, everybody's in one shop. The negative to that is the elections really is a struggle.
Yep.
And we've had a hard time. We do not have a Taj Mahal like Mayor Foster does. And
I'm not going to live that one down.
No, you're not. You'll hear about that from now.
Anything I can do for you.
He's got a Bucky's coming.
And what was really rough, all of y'all, when you did early voting for the presidential election this past last year, about this time last year, and Trey Hargett, Secretary of State, went to every polling, every place that they were having early voting. And he came in to us, and I was somewhat embarrassed. I mean, I'm not embarrassed about my place, but under the pretense that we was under at that time with COVID still being so much unknowns, and there's my everybody working elections. They were five workers in there, counting AOE, six counting AOE. Every one of them had their garb on, their gloves on, their mask on, and a face shield. And then you got three voting machines, and then you got two people waiting to vote. So you add the number up, and that's in 550 something square foot room.
Wow. Yeah.
And he come out, and I said, well, are you okay, you know, Mr. Secretary? And he says, they're doing a great job. Y'all are doing the best you can. It's awful tight in there. And he said, I've got to go to Clay County. Yep. And he left. And I said, then it's going to be my mission to change our voting precinct in early voting. So we're going to purchase a building. Hopefully it did pass at the end of the month. We got to do another reading this month to finalize the deal on our 25th. It'll be this. Yeah, it's coming up, and we'll get that passed hopefully, and then we're going to move our elections to the new building. We're going to give them about 2,000 square foot, which will quadruple what they're doing, and then we're also at the same time going to move our county clerk out. So I don't know about y'all, but county clerk is a third of the traffic in my building on a day-to-day basis. Now, we're not counting courts and other things. On a day-to-day, county clerk is a third of the traffic. So that will reduce the spread of COVID, and it gives us more breathing room in the county courthouse. So that's what we're doing. That's only going to take about a half a mil. So I still got, you know, a lot of money still sitting there like the rest of them, and I'm not going to do anything till I get the final rule.
Well, can we give a shout out to Pa Jimmy Johnson over at Ventures?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody did a good job with their ARPA money. You know,
he
fixed the problem that they have had with that hospital closing and with working with his commissioners over there, and he's using that to basically buy and renovate a facility and do some of the renovations on that facility to get a freestanding ER and clinic going. Yeah. And he's one of our buddies too, and
absolutely.
Jimmy did a great job on that one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He took the bull by the horn and tackled the problem right there.
You can't stop Jimmy.
No, you can't.
You watch him for a day, and he'll wear you out.
That's right.
He wouldn't give up, guys.
No. That's right.
And for an old man,
Oh, I'm telling you. Said
yeah, there's another edit.
I'm sending him the link on this.
Pa. We call him Pa. But yeah. I'm telling you, he is a rock star.
Yeah,
I love, oh, boy. Love my brother.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jimmy's a good guy. I've known him for several years.
I don't think he's that old, though.
Yeah, no, you're saying.
I didn't either.
Did you?
No, not until Randy just said.
I know how old he is.
He's
I'm not going to say it on the radio.
He is a fashion trendsetter.
Overall shorts.
Yes.
Yep. Boots
with work boots.
With work red boots and tall socks. Yep. Yeah. It's.
I think he looks classy, personally.
You're buttering up to him. He's your neighbor.
Yeah, he's my buddy. We're working on stuff together.
Well, I was about to say, is anybody working on anything projects together with ARPA money?
Well, I'm going to reach out. Just actually had this conversation with my group yesterday. I'm going to reach out to Mayor Tim Strickland in DeKalb County. We have what they call D. White Utility District, which is DeKalb White, and so I'm going to reach out to him and see if there's something that we can do there together.
Yeah. So and of course,
Mayor Porter, yeah. Me and Mayor Porter are teaming up to do an ARPA project together to try to help. Get water in a part of my county, but it also puts a water in a part of his county, which will never get water if it don't come through us.
Puts in my district, actually.
It does put in your district.
Northwest Putnam County, which is my district. So I'm glad y'all are working on that because those folks down there, they've been wanting water for a long time. I lived a short life without water. We had well water, and there would be times we'd be in the shower and we would be in the middle of soaping up and water cut out. We'd have to go down our neighbors who had well water and rinse off. So glad y'all doing that. Great first segment, guys. Going to come back here in just a moment. There's a lot more to talk about with these four mayors from White County, Denny Wayne Robinson, Smith County, Jeff Mason, Cumberland County, Alan Foster, and Randy Hetty from Jackson County. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. This has been Rogers. I am visiting with four county mayors from Upper Cumberland, and I am with Randy Hetty from Jackson County, Alan Foster from Cumberland County. I wanted to say something else, Mayor Mason. Jeff Mason from Smith County, and Mayor
or County Executive.
No, I was picking on you. I was talking to him. I was going to say something about you. I was looking at him. So he don't feel alone because he's already been picked on today. And then Denny Wayne Robinson from White County. So a lot of fun, obviously, so far. And I people are probably wondering, you know, first of all, how did you get four mayors in the room together to do a show with you? Because
with no air conditioning.
That's right.
Boy, it is hot in here.
Man.
A little warm, but
nothing to eat. You didn't feed us.
Well, here's the thing: there's a lot of hot air going around in here, so that don't help. But everybody's asking, how did you get them in there? And the truth is, and since 2018, because we have basically two first term mayors, and then we have one that joined about 3 years into term, Mayor Hetty, because he a circumstance there he was appointed, and then of course Denny Wayne, you're in your third term, right?
No, this is my second term.
Your second term, okay, yes. Second term. So we got. Two guys that's been here longer than one term and two that are in their first term. And within a matter of a little over 3 years that you two, Mayor Mason and Mayor Foster, have been in as mayors, y'all developed this friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
More absolutely. Like a brotherhood, yeah, what you say. We're not going to share every story that y'all have. But how I want to know the dynamic of this. And I tell we all pick on each other in here, but I actually brag on y'all a lot. Throughout the state, through my coworkers, and through when I'm other meetings, how did this dynamic happen? Because what I go and tell my coworkers and my other mayors and my other mayors across the state, if I go to West Tennessee, hey, I got a group of mayors in Upper Cumberland, they're tight. You know, I got a group of mayors that call each other. How's your family? How's your kids? How's your parents? What are you doing with ARPA money? What are you doing with this?
Go to each other's homes.
Yeah. Go to each other's homes. Do. Yeah. So how did that dynamic start?
Started going to lunch.
Yeah. After meetings.
And I know y'all were going before you invited me, a couple trips. I think they were trying to decide if they were letting me in.
Rebecca asked us to include you.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
She felt sorry for you.
There's a pity invite, huh, DW?
She was coming around, and she's like, guys, you got to add my husband.
I heard Smith County was blackballing me for a while, but he came around eventually.
I think that's the same shirt that Jeff had on last Friday, was it not?
I believe it was.
Is that your Friday outfit?
It is. Same one.
I'll be honest, we got to go into lunch. And forgive me, but the Bible says to have friends, you must first be friendly. And this group is friendly. And we like to cut up. You like to have a good time. You know, Jeff, I remember when he first got elected and he started calling, we had mutual friends.
Yeah.
All right. So me and Mayor Mason, we had mutual friends. My first cousin, he knew well. And so we got to talking on the phone a lot, calling me and saying, hey, he was asking me questions and I was trying to answer him. And I thought, man, there's a whole lot more better mayors out there that you could call. But he was calling me.
True. You answered the phone. No,
thanks, Alan. But when you get to sitting around, like they said, you go out to eat, hey, you want to go, you know, and you want people. And the group's been big, more mayors, but it's just kind of like we liked one another. And
it kind of got, I think COVID in some way.
It helped.
We were, we relied on each other. Oh, you know, that was a tough thing, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, you think back about it, some of the things that happened back then, and that was a tough thing. But we got to talking. We talked every day, multiple times a day.
Yep,
and I remember once Randy said, all right, boys, when we get a little break in this thing, we need to get together.
Yep.
And we did. We went together. We broke bread together at Randy's house.
At Randy's house.
Grilled. Yeah. We shot guns. Just had a good time.
Hey,
that was just fun.
Yeah.
We had a good time that day. And, you know, it bonded friends. And I think, personally, y'all are my friends for life. I have respect for y'all. These are some of the best mayors, not just in Upper Cumberland, in the state, sitting in this room right now, these three with me. And I'm proud to know them. I use them. I rely on them. They're my mentors and my friends.
One of the good things that comes out of this is our counties benefit from it, because we don't really have – we almost have four or five mayors per county, because there's not a day that doesn't go by that one of us don't pick up the phone and call the other and say, hey, have you run across this? Have you seen this, or how are you handling this? And it just works out great, and our constituents benefit from it.
Well, and that's – I'll say that as a first-term mayor, first time in with, you know, with everything that we've been thrown at, these guys have – took me under their wing and showed me so much, and I've learned from them. And that's been the key to the – I mean, and I guess one of the things, we're all kind of – there's not a lot of egos in this group.
Right.
Everybody's just – it's just – I mean, when we've known each other 3 years, it's like we've been friends since we're in kindergarten.
That's so true. That's cool.
I mean, I made that statement the other day. I talk to these guys more than I do my friends anymore.
Yeah. More than friends, so that implies that we're not.
Well, you know what I mean.
Hey, that's a good point, because I thought this was my friend.
I did too.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
Oh, come on. It's always one.
I thought I was his best friend, but what do I know?
Leave it to me.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that there's – I don't know.
It's Ben's show. Let's pick on Ben.
Well, I'm in for that.
That's already happened.
Hey, and I'll say one thing. Nobody's safe in this group.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you've not been picked on
– you're not going to be in a group much longer. Yeah, we're about to kick you out.
It's kind of like I heard – it's kind of like I heard a guy say one time, we're kind of like – you've seen a dog get run over, and most – you know, other dogs, when he's down, they'll just start running and jumping on him, or, you know, another turkey or something. That's kind of how we are. You would get somebody down, and everybody starts picking on them.
But let somebody else pick on one of us, and we're going to be there.
Well, I tell you one of the good things, and I know, Ben, you're trying to talk. You're trying to get in and break us up here, man.
But good luck with that.
You know, this group has came together, and I don't want to talk about specifics because, you know, we just try to get the job done.
Right.
Yeah. But we have got together, and we have made – policy changes at the state level we grouped together and we went to Nashville and we had phone calls and we sent letters and have changed the way the state has government has moved.
That's
just,
right.
Just because of this coalition right here.
I think that had a lot to do with our friendship too, Dean.
I think it did.
Because when the Upper Cumberland EMS directors were asked to bring, they were trying to get 10 care funding to be equal to, or at least in some resemblance to, Medicare reimbursements. Okay, so our 10 care reimbursement was a flat rate, cheap, per, and then so much per mile. Yeah,
it is half of Medicare.
Yeah, and so they were encouraged by their association to bring the county mayors to Nashville down to legislation, and you know, puts a little strong arm. And this group here, yes, plus sir. One or two more, went, or three, and went almost every time. And that really helped us bond, too. Because we were the only county mayors in the whole state of Tennessee that went down to Nashville and did that. And, hey, we made a positive change.
It does. And, you know, I hope nobody
That's here, what you're referring to, right?
That's one of them. We had
I hope we don't have a thing where any of us have to worry about, you know, if the county or anybody thinks about our travel budget or something, because being in Nashville is important.
Being in Nashville is important.
That's where you make those relationships. And it's just like you said with the EMS, that was a big one. We did some other stuff during COVID even with things too. So, great.
Yeah, if they ever screw up and put us on a statewide board, somebody's in trouble. I mean,
well, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
But we straightened it out.
They won't listen to
but we, you know, we We're work coming. Hard, but we play hard too. We like to have a good time. We had a good time at Randy's house, and I've been over to Denny Wayne's on 4th of July and got a great bunch of guys to hang out with, and you can just relax when you're around people that have the same, I hate to even call it a job, because this is a passion for me.
I love what I do.
Yes.
I can't imagine doing anything else, but when you got other people that can relate to the problems that you're having and the stresses, you know, who thought COVID, who thought a pandemic was coming in our terms, and you know, but the public had the same thing to deal with, but it's good to have somebody that's doing the same things.
Yeah. You're talking about us being on the second term. This is almost like everybody's first term, because this has been unprecedented what we've been having to deal with and go through. So this group, the fall back on and just the support you get from them, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to take another break. Coming back with the same four guys, Randy Hetty from Jackson County, Alan Foster from Cumberland County, Jeff Mason from Smith County, Denny Wayne Robinson from White County. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with you. Denny Wayne Robinson, Randy Hetty, Mayor Jeff Mason, Mayor Alan Foster.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
You like how I changed that up?
Yeah. I did. I didn't. You put me last.
That's all right.
It's okay. I'll remember that.
Order's important.
You already
have.
You've remembered it from time before. So, talking about the relationships these guys have built, I've been lucky to be with them some and hang out with them. Of course, Mayor Hetty and I, we've been friends longer than, I guess, anybody as far as mayors here. Denny Wayne, I've known you a long time. We've been talking about getting together and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And luckily, the mayor's conference, I got to hang out with y'all, and y'all right. If you don't like somebody, they won't talk to you that much. If they like you, they're going to pounce on you like a bunch of coyotes on a carcass out in the field. I was the recipient of a lot of that at the mayor's conference.
I think we should clarify that. The key word, you didn't stand us up this time. You actually showed up.
That's true.
True.
Yeah. I actually took
most people don't get a second chance.
Well, that's Did I not make it worth your while?
I don't know.
That's what I figured.
And while we're picking on him, I want to brag on Ben Rogers too. I talk about these guys, but Ben Rogers has been a great help for me for my first 3 years too. And it pains me to brag on him, but I'm going to brag on him.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff.
I agree. He really has helped our county too.
He has, man, too. Yeah. I wouldn't be the mayor I am if it wasn't for Ben Rogers.
That's right.
So,
well, thank you.
I mean, I ain't going that far.
Are you going that far, Jeff?
When I grew up, I'm going to be just like Ben.
All right, that's good. I got a gift for y'all coming after this. So, thank you for that. All honesty, my job is easier when I get to work with people like you all. My job is, I feel like it's rewarding when I know you guys have accomplished what you're wanting to do, and I've been a part of that. So thank you for including me. You know, Dean Wayne just called me years ago as a commissioner, you know, and luckily you the same way. Yeah. You were a commissioner and you would email me. You didn't really call, and that's okay. You're an IT guy, Mary Foster. You're a computer guy, and he used to send me emails.
When you're a commissioner,
we call that nerd.
You got another job, though.
Yeah.
It's harder to call.
Right.
It's harder for me to call when I'm
absolutely right. So I've had relationships with all three of you, and then Mary Mason. I'm lucky. I am 100%. You know the history I have there, and you're like a breath of fresh air. So thank you for what you do there. But you guys are great. So let's talk about the conferences. I have officials, not only just mayors, that don't really make it a priority to go. And I tell them, if you can go and the time allows you to go, go because, one, you're going to learn something. Yes. Two, you're going to network. And three, you're going to build friendships.
That's correct.
That's right.
So you all sit down and talk about, you know, where you're going this year and how you
– Absolutely. I mean, I know that we make phone calls. We've got a text stream. I don't know if I'll talk about that. But we have a text stream of us all on it and a couple more. You know,
another edit moment.
Yeah.
That's three for Andy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You're not working the same county. You're not violating Sunshine Law. You're French.
It's not bad. I mean, it's all good. And it came out of the COVID.
Yes, it did.
And it was a huge help. But we actually say, hey, who's going to this conference? I know we've all talked about going to the Memphis in November and how, you know, and I'll tell you right now, sometimes the information is great. Sometimes it's just good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always get something out of it. And then, especially if you go to the legislative platform meetings and you know what they, and you get to get your 2 cents in there on what you think ought to be on the legislative platform. But more than that, it gives us an opportunity to sit and we go out to eat or we do whatever we do. We're sitting down in the lobby talking or whatever it may be, courtyard sometimes. But we talk about the issues that we have and we talk on the phone and that's really good. Yeah. We do that all the time.
A lot.
When you get to talk face to face, everybody knows that you can just—it's just easier, and it's—I don't know—they're my best friends, you know, and I just have a great time hanging out with them, and I get to talk to them about the problem. We, like you said, we talk about ARPA, we talk about COVID, we talk about everything that's going on in our county. We talk about dead animals because that's a big problem in all of our counties. Yeah. Roads, which I'll say what I have the best roads in Upper Cumberland, but they talk about roads a whole lot.
Trash.
That's always a conversation.
Well, you guys were the kind of started the Upper Cumberland Mayor's Conference call during COVID, right?
Yes, you guys said, hey,
let's get all 13 or 14, I should say. I forget sometimes about Macon County because I don't have Steve. And y'all started that.
Yeah, sure did. Mm-hmm.
And then you would – was it pretty – did they participate? Everybody participate? Was it pretty –
I thought overall it was pretty well produced.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, there's several times it was 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 12 out of 14.
So the only other group in Tennessee that I know do anything close to that is West Tennessee.
Right. Yeah, they are.
And that's
a bunch of good guys out there.
Yeah, they are. They are really good mayors.
You're setting an example that maybe other mayors across the state will do that because y'all you're accomplishing a lot. So, I mean, I think it's worth mentioning. And I want to brag on y'all again. I've been with y'all in your offices, everybody. I've been with y'all out in your commission meetings, out at conferences. And I'll say you treat everybody kind. You treat your staff. The one thing I can tell about a county official how they're going to be is how they treat their staff. And y'all have been wonderful. For those listening, if you're wondering about what kind of guys these are, they're upstanding, godly men that absolutely love what they do, and they treat their staff great and the people that come in.
Well, that's a point I wanted to make, too. We've talked about all this stuff, but I'll tell you one other thing we do together is we pray together.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of occasion to do that, and I'm not ashamed of that. I think we that brings us together.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. You can talk about it. Yeah, there's nothing we don't, you know, that's perfectly okay to talk about it on the show. So that's the bond y'all have. So you got TCSA coming up in Memphis. Is that the next conference y'all are going to be at together?
Yeah.
Everybody's going. Yeah. We got some time left, so I want to ask each of y'all, what is the most rewarding thing for you as a county mayor? Anybody can start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start. Making a difference in the citizens of your county. You know, my goal was to raise the standard of living for my constituents. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, we've made steps in the right direction, but, you know, it's basically, and I don't want to speak for them, I know, but it's having that servant's heart. And I feel like I was called to do this, you know, to serve the people. And it's definitely not the money. I'm sure you're right.
Right.
When I was running, one of the things I said, I think everybody ought to have the opportunity to live their version of the American dream. You know, everybody's version of the American dream is not the same, but everybody ought to have that opportunity. That doesn't mean equal outcome, but we ought to have equal opportunity. And I believe your best government is your local government because it's the government closest to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's where the ones we're out with. You know, it's our family and friends and things that we're out here trying to work for. And I was glad to hear you say that about a servant. Sorry, I believe in servant leadership.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I do believe that's what we're called to. And it's a passion for me. Local government is a passion for me. I hate to even call it a job. You know, I don't have a job. I've got, I don't know what it is, but it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, people tell me, I wouldn't want your job. I said, I got the best job in the world. It it pays probably 50 to 75 cents an hour if you add it up. But that's not what we do it for. We do it because we love our communities.
It's a way of life.
Yes, it is. It's and it's you know, as a commissioner, it was different. It was a different. I loved being a commissioner, but once you're mayor, it is who you are.
It is who you are.
And you know, it took me. I'm still not adjusted to that. I don't know how y'all are, because I don't think I'm not sitting in a restaurant thinking I'm mayor. I'm Alan. Yeah. I'm just Alan. And so, but it's different now. And but boy, I love it. I just love it.
I know, Jeff.
I love my job every day. I love my job. One of the things that I want to do, and we've kind of all talked about it, and I think we all share the same. I believe the rural county mayor or rural counties are still what's right with the world. I say
that
all the time.
That's kind of a
motto I've created. And if we don't take care of our own at Smith County, nobody else is going to. And I know these guys the same way. And we also look at that as a region, as the Upper Cumberland, because it's kind of like you pick on one, you're going to pick. But, and I want to make sure that the government that I bring and represent is efficient and effective and takes best care of the taxpayers' money I possibly can, because we all work hard to pay those taxes. And if you feel like you're not getting your bang for your buck, then, you know, so when you can do the stuff to make it better, you do that.
Right.
You're limited. I believe in a limited government. You can do certain things, and that's what you do, but you do it well.
Randy?
I love what I do. Yeah, I can't. It's hard for me. I don't understand why I didn't do this earlier.
I don't either. I'm going to interrupt you. So you called me back when there were some things, possibility of you being appointed, and you basically said, I'm not sure I want to do this. And I'm like, why wouldn't you want to do it? Because you mentioned it, servant leadership, servant's heart. This guy I knew had it when I met him. And so it's, you're where you need to be.
Yeah, I love it. It's, again, if I could have started 12 years ago, you know, because I did it to make a change. I wanted to see better things for my people. When I say my people, I don't mean that generically. I'm talking about my community. Mm-hmm. My family, I'm a rural community. All of us are. But, I mean, it's 12,000, less than 12,000 according to the census, which is wrong. But anyways. I mean, I knew everybody I graduated high school from. I knew them by name. And a lot of them, sure. I know where they live today, whether they live in the county or out of the county. I know where they're at. And, you know, it's just, I can't imagine going to work at the courthouse anymore. So it'll be devastating to me, you know, not to be able to do that. So all I ever promised my people on the campaign trail, I know I've heard so many promises. My promise was, I'll work hard for you every day. Mm-hmm. All I know how to do is work. And I've worked since the day I graduated high school, graduated on Friday, went to work Monday morning, and there's never been a time in my life that I didn't have a job. And that's all I know how to do. And I just love it. I got to do one thing here. I'm going to tell you who needs to be thanked is my wife. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they feel the
absolutely.
Same way.
Oh,
if you want to know who suffers when a man becomes or a wife becomes mayor, it's the spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't mean suffer in a horrible way.
No.
She has to fight for time for me, yeah. with me, and I have to make time for her, and she has to remind me of that. So I have the dearest wife in the world. I love her more than anything, and I'm just glad that God gave me her to be my spouse during this time. I wouldn't be where I am today without her. And so I am who I am in being a mayor because she's there by my side helping me every day.
I'm going to let you speak for all of them because we're running out of time. But, guys, thank you for what you do for not only your county, community, but the Upper Cumberland and the state. I respect you guys. I call you guys my friends. I feel like if I needed one of y'all, if I'm in your county and I'm running away from somebody, I figure y'all come help me out. So
maybe, right?
Yeah, Mason,
maybe. Who's chasing you?
Who's chasing you? So thank you guys so much for having the servant's heart. You truly defined a public servant, that servant leadership, and appreciate everything you do. Hope everyone's enjoyed the last 2 weeks with these guys. Amazing servants to the public. It's about bringing better quality of life. Denny Wayne said it. So appreciate y'all being here, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on Local Matters.